Welcome to the Rising Feminine Collective podcast. I'm your host, Nina Petruzzo, and I'm so honored that you're here. This is a sacred space to inspire, elevate, and amplify your life, your business, your relationships, and your gifts. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Rising Feminine Collective podcast. I'm your host, Nina, and I am really excited to share a beautifully expansive conversation with you all today. Inside of this conversation, I sat down with my dear soul sister, Shiana Lee, and I just adore Shiana so much. We found each other through the interwebs on Instagram, and her words are truly like divine poetry. And when I receive her writing, it is like honey to my heart. And when we finally, you know, got to connect deeper inside of this conversation, I feel you are going to really sense this divine poetry moving through both of us inside of this space. And it's really our wish that it gets transmuted to you and really gets to be received in your own heart. And Shiana is a devotional doula of the feminine, a birth keeper, a sacred embodiment facilitator, and a somatic sexologist. Shiana is passionate about the womb arts, erotic expression, union, and creating new paradigms of love and liberation through portals of transformation. So this conversation was really juicy. We dove into feminine archetypes and embodiment, really what it's like to hold yourself and move through wounds and triggers, walking with God. And we touched a little bit on, you know, our own journey back to God and our relationship with God, and also union and really deepening intimacy and in love, whether you're in partnership or in soloship right now, really how you can arrive into deeper safety with your own sacred sensuality and divine sexual essence. So I know that this conversation is going to bless you tremendously. I'm so grateful for each heartbeat that's here listening. And coming up, you know, inside of the Way of Grace community in space, I am going to be reopening my one-on-one mentorship for January. So if you've been curious about that journey and really diving into the path of feminine dissension, really arriving into the body, the heart, and the womb, restoring your feminine essence through relationship with God and reclamation of your beloved identity, I encourage you to check out the mentorship space. It's linked below. You can explore some of what the journey is like and also receive the application, because I'll be officially opening the application process soon. So anyways, sit back, relax, grab your favorite drink, and we'll see you on the other side of this gorgeous conversation. Oh my goodness. So excited to be back for another incredible episode and conversation. And today I am graced with the presence of Shiana, who is a just beautiful wisdom keeper of the feminine. And we were a little bit tearing up and geeking out before we came on live, just expressing how grateful we are that God has connected so many women through the interwebs. And Shiana is one of those women who just deeply inspires me. Her writing is poetry that just speaks to my own heart. She's a fellow Cancer. I feel her, the watery depths of the feminine just coursing through her. And it's truly just a blessing to be connected to someone like you. And I'm so blessed to have you in this space today, Shiana. So welcome. And I would love to hear, as we open, just what's alive on your heart and what's present in your body today.
I'm so emotional. I'm like getting emotional just sitting here and being in front of you and hearing your introduction and connecting. I'm really honored to be here. So thank you for having me, and I'm filled with gratitude that there is this beautiful, like divine collective that is rising within us at the moment and connecting us on a level that I never have experienced. So that's really beautiful. So I'm a little emotional, a little tender, a little raw. But yeah, alive to be here and know that, yeah, we're divinely guided. So I was speaking to you before we came on as well about what has really been humming on my heart basically the last couple of weeks. And we did speak a little bit about being the bridge and, anchoring the sacred and like really being in our humanness. That message has been coming on so strong for me the last few weeks, like a rhythm that I just can't get out of my body. And so that is what is on my heart at the moment today. Lots is always on my heart, but that is coming through pretty strong because I think we're moving into a new era of what that looks like, what that means, like wholeness. We're like collecting all the pieces and being fully expressed in the way that's true to our hearts, that's pure. And it's so magical to be here to witness it. So,
I'm feeling that so deeply too. And when you had shared that with me, what really came alive for me was the Gospel of Mary Magdalene, which I'm low-key obsessed with. It was one of the texts that God had led me to. And again, if you're like very in the Christian realm and like very religious, I mean, I know there's like a lot of shame on the Gnostic text, but when I read the Gospel of Mary Magdalene, I felt so much truth and so much love and so much remembrance of who God is through that gospel. And really, what so much of that gospel reminded me of is especially, as the feminine, I feel we are this beautiful bridge between, our humanness and divinity, right? Between heaven and earth. And that really is a realm and a place that exists in the here and now, in the beating of our own hearts. And in Greek, and this is spoken biblically, the word for fully human and fully divine is anthropos, and there is a sacred union and marriage between those two energies that exists within each and every one of us. And I feel like the remembrance of that just takes us deeper and deeper and deeper into the heart. And as we resurrect that remembrance within ourselves, we're able to witness and see it in others, and also with the earth and like each other and humanity. And I feel like this is how co-creation really fully, gains traction and begins is becoming that bridge. So I had chills when you initially brought that up because I was like, oh girl, I have been in this inquiry for so long. And I would love to hear, Shanna, like what that means to you, like what this means in your life right now to be in this expression of both like the sacred and the human, the dust and the glory, like the divine and the messiness, like that beautiful duality of what our experience is here, what the vision I think that many of us hold is for our, reality and like how we're navigating almost this, I call it the sacred in between, like the transition as we're building the bridge. So I'm just curious to hear like how you've been navigating that.
Oh, very, very messily.
Same.
I've been navigating it very messily. I feel like I really am just sort of unraveling now, maybe the last year, fully. I feel like I've gone through so many initiations, as we all have, over the years. And to me, currently, it really is reclaiming all of these fragments that I have like shunned, whether through like, you know, new age spirituality, whether through Christianity, whether through any means and portal and transition and passage that we've moved through. It really is about like reclaiming all of the parts that we've shamed and shunned and, you know, pushed away. Because shame and disgust is so part of the human experience, and it so contorts our body and it kind of suffocates it. So we are not that clear channel, right?
Yep.
And so if we release the shame and the disgust, it's like that dissolves and we do become that clear channel, that beautiful, like pure, you know, bridge between worlds, the anchor point here as women. And I think that's really important as women, especially because, you know, we're the wombs, like we are the wombs. And I really do believe that the womb is the zero point. Like that is the anchoring, that is the birthing of the new. And for anything to pass through us to build, you know, anew and to create new matter and life, it has to pass through us as a channel. Like we have to birth it. And that cannot happen if we're clogged with trauma and pain and disgust and, yeah, just really repressed pieces of self. Like we have to be whole for that to come through. So really understanding that is part of our human journey, that's part of us. And then also just that, I love the way you express that, like spark of remembrance, because that's truly what it is, a spark of remembrance within, you know, something in me sparks a remembrance in you, and it just goes on like this beautiful, like golden web that connects us all. And that's right, that is how we build that community, that is how we birth anew and build anew together in our wholeness.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And I feel this, holding of, the full range, right? Which is the feminine, that full emotional range, that divine duality. And for sure, I mean, gosh, I would say mostly in throughout, I think my 20s was like the shame spiral unraveling of all of that, right? And like the deep healing of, you know, those wounded parts of myself, the wounded parts of the feminine within me, the wounded little girl, you know, the wounded masculine templates that existed within me because of all of these doctrines and illusions and programs that we're so conditioned to on earth. And I do feel, Shiana, like shame is the thing that entraps us, and shame is the thing that I think God was always trying to withhold from us. Like this is so outside of our design. I always go back to like the Garden of Eden when, you know, the serpent deceived Eve, which really was just a moment in time that, you know, she was questioning who God was and who she was in God's image. And the beginning of the fall, which then brought us into that spiral of shame and blame and guilt and all of these energies that we were never meant, I feel, to ever experience. But, and it's not Eve's fault, you know, Eve, we love you. Like I love Eve. She's one of my favorite, she's one of my favorite women. I've learned so much from Eve. And I think that this is our human experience, and part of the reconciliation and reclamation that we get to do is like, taking all of these fragmented and lost and broken parts of ourselves and remembering that, you know, God's only seen you as whole. And it's like, you just get to remember that in any moment you can choose to sink into that remembrance of your wholeness and beloved identity. But shame is so big. And so, especially as women, Shiana, I'm sure you can relate, like, you know, we're so programmed into like, you know, harmful body systems and paradigms, you know, toxicity, you know, with not understanding our bodies, you know, how we use and misuse our bodies. And I mean, shame goes beyond just our bodies. But I think for me, that was a big part of my journey, was unraveling shame in my body and my body image. And so much was tied into that. And I'm just curious to hear in your journey, Shiana, like what it's looked like to meet that shame and to unravel some of that. And I know this is a big question. I'm like, I could take you back like probably like a decade long journey, but yeah, just And any advice that you would give a woman who's listening that maybe is feeling stuck and feeling like she's not whole, she's not worthy because she's still caught up in this illusion of the world that's telling her that she's not, you know, and we're so conditioned into that striving. So yeah, just what did that journey look like for you? And what would you say to any woman who's like trying to like move through some of this energy, but maybe getting a little bit blocked and really opening herself to the expression of it?
Yeah, I feel like this is the journey for the feminine, definitely. I think there's a reason that our bodies are so targeted. There's a reason that we have been conditioned to disconnect, right? Because we feel in our bodies, we anchor in our bodies, we birth in our bodies. Like, for the feminine to feel her full power, she has to be in her body, right? For the feminine to, you know, multiply and build delicious kingdoms, she has to be in the body, right? And so first and foremost, really understanding that dogma, that religious dogma, that spiritual dogma of transcending your body, that dogma of hating your body for marketing, and all of the things in the matrix system, first and foremost, to understand that it has been weaved in your body for a, like, on purpose. And then once you start to understand that, you can kind of soften in that a little bit and be like, oh, okay, the weightiness is not so full. Like, it is an illusion, like you said. And most of us women are suffering from that illusion. Most of us women are trying to reclaim our body and come back home to our body because we know, we feel it. We feel that calling, that singing us back, right? And understanding that we have been conditioned against each other, all of these things. And once you start to bring awareness, like the light, the consciousness to these aspects, they kind of start to dissolve because it's an illusion. The darkness, as soon as we illuminate it, disappears, right?
Yeah.
And so bringing clarity to these pieces and these paradigms that we're holding onto and things that have been inserted into our template, for lack of a better word, or distorted our blueprint, like our original design, like you spoke of with Eve, then the more it sort of washes away, the more it moves away. And it's deep work. It's brutal work. I shared this. It's not light and fluffy, which we have seen. It is backbreakingly brutal. Like, we need to get into like the depth of our core and like our marrow and our bones. Like, it is deep. It is a cellular, passed down, generational, from eons ago, right? And so we're carrying the burden of the women before us as well. We're carrying the burden of, you know, the witches that got persecuted. Yeah. Like, it's all within us. And so it can be deep work, and it can be brutal. And I really, 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 like, I don't know if I could have done it fully without God, to be quite honest. Like, I got to a certain point. Of course, there's a lot we can do, but then, and that God comes through, and then there's that union, right? That wholeness, that restoration, that just washes through you and purifies. Like, I can't even explain it. Yes, definitely. Because like you said, the shame of the things that we've done, like the shame of the thing, like how we've mistreated our body. It's like self-betrayal, right? Which I think is a wound we carry a lot of, but we didn't know any better. And I think working on these archetypes as well, like the maiden archetype and our inner child archetype has been vital. And, you know, I work with archetypes a lot because I believe that it really sinks in with our psyche. And like, I'm talking even like the prostitute archetype and things like that, that people think is a little bit icky if you're of a Christian or religious beliefs, but it really is just about like dipping into these aspects and really understanding that that's all part of our wholeness and releasing the shame, to come back into our body, to feel our body. And for me personally, the biggest thing has been being like an Eve archetype in like I think it was last year we moved to this beautiful land surrounded by trees and the hinterland, and I'm like naked all the time, like I'm naked all the time, I'm outside.
I love
If a
it.
girl if a girlfriend comes over, I'm like, you want to get naked and just like lay in the backyard, and she's like, yes. And so I'm seeing other women's bodies, which I feel like is our original design to be around community in our nat with
Yes.
without the sinister inversion of sexuality. There is a purity and innocence in our flesh that we can dip into, and it's been really fundamental for me, especially as I've been a larger woman my entire life, and there's a lot of shame that goes with that, and reclaiming that from society. And I think a lot of women can relate to that too, how yeah, but I think nature has really helped me, like the essence of nature and like her, and it's been such a beautiful process. I could go on and on, but I'll leave that there.
Oh, you just spoke to so much. And what I was really hearing from that, and this is how I feel about the process too, is really that the feminine journey is a pathway of dissension and
Oh,
really going down and in. And that
it
was
is.
right. It's really descending from the mind into the body, down into the womb, and really connecting to that pulse and reclaiming all of those parts of ourselves that some are ours from this lifetime, and so much is also from our lineage, from generational trauma and fragments and harm that we've experienced. And I love that word, like cellular remembrance that you're using, Shanna, because I feel it is such a cellular healing process that goes so deep into the bone, into the marrow, into all of those places. And what I was hearing a lot too is, it's also a journey of cultivating tenderness and grace and patience and compassion and just trust to go there and to be with those uncomfortable emotions and feelings and stories and experiences. And I'm always asking, I feel the feminine, her ultimate calling is to bring love where it hasn't gone before. But to be able to do that, we have to learn how to be a lover and a sister to ourself. And we have to learn how to, right, like sit in that. And I feel like that's what you were describing, Shauna, like really sitting and like, and I'm going to ask you all about the archetypes because I love that. And, but like sitting with those different archetypes and like learning how to be a sister to those different parts of you that exists within you. So I'd love for you to share on that. And you really sparked such an aliveness. The God piece was huge for me too. I feel like, and we can go there at some point if you want to share more about that journey, because for me, there was a lot of healing that was happening and a lot of forgiveness and compassion and self-love that was happening, kind of pre-God relationship in my life. But the second I encountered God and really started to devote to building and restoring a relationship with God again, there was this remembrance of an immeasurable frequency of love that I had not touched on my own or before. And again, it's a love that was felt within me and through me, but it was in the relationship with God. And that for me was the changing piece, because that really did restore my wholeness and my worthiness and my belonging through God, instead of trying to seek or strive for it out in the world, or even through my own doing, right? Of like trying to just heal more and like get to another layer and get to another level, which is a lot of that new age kind of program and process, is just like, okay, here's another level of healing, here's another layer, and like you're just going up like the elevator, and it's never ending. And God is like, it's already done. Like you're already whole. I just want you to reveal your heart to me and come close to me, and you get to remember that. So Oh, there was just so much there. So that you
I'm like
spoke to.
chills. You're like, oh, what you're sharing is just so divine. Yes.
Oh,
Oh, I
that's
knew this chat was going to be so delicious. Oh my goodness.
so, I mean, I was
I'm
having
like
chills.
emotional.
I mean, I had chills the whole time you were talking. I'm like, we're just like beautifully bouncing off each other. But yeah, anything you have to share with that, like becoming a sister to yourself, like sitting with those archetypal parts of you. I feel like a lot of women are curious about understanding those archetypes and like how we get to be with them and sit with them and hold them and nurture them. So I love that you have that piece. So yeah, maybe
Yeah, I'll
anything.
touch on that
You just
first.
go.
I would just go. So the archetypal work, and I actually feel like it has such a resonance with the feminine, this archetypal work, right? Because it's playful. It's deep, but it's also playful. Like what I invite sort of my clients and the women I work with to do is a thing called like archetypal play, right? So you get to like, and it's all energetic, right? So you sit in the frequency of like, so let's just bring up the maiden, for example. You sit in the essence of the maiden, like where does she sit in your body? Like if you, where do you feel her? What comes to mind? You know, what comes up? How does she? And then you sit in the energy and the frequency of her per se, and then you start to unravel what is your perception. And you can really highlight these, I like to call them like inversions or implants that have been placed on the maiden archetype, either from society or from the church or from peers or family. Like it doesn't matter where it comes from. We all kind of take on these narratives and we implant them. And so what happens is like our maiden aspect, instead of being her pure, you know, divine archetypal self, where she is. For me, she shows up as like really playful and innocent and childlike and flirtatious. And like she's got this really like juicy, like hot vibe about her, where, you know, and she dresses in a flamenco red dress. Like, I don't know. That's what she shows up for me like.
Yeah, I love
And
that.
it's, and instead of just showing up in that way, right? Like, say I could think that I could have placed a narrative that the maiden, because of my conditioning or whatever, or because of what I've done in the past, like she's a slut or she is a bad girl or she is too loud or she is too vivacious. So what will happen is not only will that affect me and this part of me, but that will be reflected externally. So I will have a story and a narrative towards other people's maidens, that playful essence, that innocence, that so she's not fully restored. She will show up in a shadow sort of light, a shadows, not light, but she will show up in that shadow aspect of, you know, maybe using my sexuality and that flirtatiousness as manipulation, or, and you know, we don't know these things unless we go there, right? We go down. It's the descent into the feminine. And so that is how I will perceive my world. That is how I will perceive other women, because like you said, it's a relationship. Everything's a relationship. I cannot be in a harmonious union with my maiden and then look, not be in a harmonious union and then look outside. And, you know, I will vibrate that. That'll be the tone that I set, not just for me, but for my partner, for the women that I, you know, call in the world. And so it really is working with that and then starting to, like I said, unravel. And as soon as you bring light to these things, it shifts and changes. I actually believe that our body and our natural design is one of like purity and restoration and like this
Same.
deliciousness. So as soon as you bring that light, that consciousness, that spark of God, whatever you would like to call it, to this, it starts to naturally dissolve. And don't get me wrong, like you still have to do work to restore it and play and start to invite a, what is the true essence of your maiden? Like what is the embodied maiden look like? How does she really show up? And then start to, you know, like you said, build a relationship with her, welcome her in. And that's how we bring all our fragmented fragmented pieces back in. Oh my God, tongue-tied. I'm a little bit excited. I'm like, yes, it's beautiful. And then that shifts and changes the paradigms in our world. Like it all comes from within us. And it's incredible because we did speak about the union journey before, and this goes on with like even our masculine. And I can attest to that masculine template that I was carrying, and how crazy it has changed my marriage at this point in time, like to a whole new way that the man, the external masculine of my husband, I just don't know. Like he is the embodiment of God right now. Like that true masculine, like embodied masculine. I'm like, wow. Like, holy, can I swear on this? Like,
Yes, you can.
shit. Holy shit. It's like, I am a swearer. I am Australian, but like, holy
It.
shit. Like I'm it's actually taken me aback. Like it's, oh, and like you said, I also wanted to touch base on what you spoke about with God as well, because that wholeness piece is so powerful, and I agree. There's nothing quite like that. It's kind of like a pause and a breath. It does feel like it washes through your body. I can't describe it. And it lasted for months, like this peacefulness, this wholeness of like, whew, okay. Like it was like true anchoring of like, some people call it connection to the Holy Spirit, whatever you would like to call it. There's no, after that changed my world.
Same.
It's, and I'm still doing this type of work, definitely, but it's not coming from a place of like lack or force, or I have to get to another level, or I'm just eternally looping and cycling on my trauma and wounds and being fed upon. It's
Yes.
coming from a very whole place of complete restoration for myself to be that beautiful divine vessel and bridge. Over and over again. It's a t completely different experience. Oof.
Oh my, yeah. Huh, we're just gonna have chills the whole conversation, Shannon. I'm just sitting.
Yes.
I'm sitting and everything that you just shared and receiving it because it's landing really deeply, and I feel, yeah, this relationship, this restoration with God is it's a reshaping and a renewal. Like, it's hard to describe and put it into words, and this is what, a lot of women that I talk to were in this conversation, and often they'll ask me questions like, how did you know, or what does it feel like, or how do I get that, and I'm like, I can't like give you a step-by-step process on this. Like, this is truly just something that for me, it really came when I just continued to pray for truth. And I was just sitting in the curiosity. I wasn't reaching, I wasn't grasping, I wasn't trying to grip for an answer. I was really finding a peacefulness in sitting in the question of that and just being open for God to reveal to me what that was. And ultimately what it was boundless love, and that feeling of it. And there is such it completely it shifted my relational dynamic with my partner. It, the polarity that happened for me to go back fully into the feminine pole. I mean, it was so wild what this has transformed again on such a deep cellular level. And again, it's working within me and through me every single day. And I, wake up and am in devotion to just being in the remembrance of this relationship and this energy. But what I love that you said too about the archetypes, I find this to be such a beautiful, I'm like gonna go back and do my own journaling on this, of those questions that you shared, of really witnessing these different archetypes. 'Cause definitely over the last few years, and I am so transparent about this, I like started my business honestly of like bringing other women together and collaborating because I had a lot of wounds around comparison and jealousy and competition that I knew I wanted to heal on deeper levels, and I was getting constantly triggered by other women's success, quote unquote, right? Like, how can we ever really define that? And that's what drove me to like say, all right, I'm going to gather women and like, we're going to talk about this. And we're going to like, again, become sisters to ourselves and each other. And I just love these archetypes, because in this journey, what I realize is what was coming up and what I was judging in other women were, again, just those repressed aspects of myself, or where I was holding a shadow within the maiden, or within, you know, sensuality, or within, you know, these, the queen, the, you know, wise woman, like all of these different places. And again, this work is so potent to do with other women and to be in the discussion of with other women. And yeah, I like that context of the archetypes and really looking at like, wow, how does that land in my body? What does that look like? Like, what are the exalted aspects and what are the repressed like shadows that I'm holding around this? Like, what's true for me here? I feel that's just so helpful, Shiana. So I'm really glad that you shared that and brought that in.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it is so important. I do find so much, because for us to be, I love actually what you shared about dipping into and like tapping into your femininity after, you know, coming back home to God. Like, I totally agree to that. It's like a different template of feminine essence.
Yeah.
And I actually do not believe that right now here on earth, that divine, like feminine, like template has fully been resurrected yet. Like, I feel like it's vibrating now, and we're feeling, and there's that remembrance, but I feel like we haven't even tapped into the true feminine yet. Like, all of this, like, I'm talking pristine, like primal, wild woman, which I can feel so many of us carrying that remembrance at the moment, though, which is gorgeous, because we are just holding hands and walking each other there, right? And
yeah,
I love that, because it's true, like, women heal in community, like women need each other. And it's quite interesting, because, you know, with the masculine it is quite different, but we actually do need each other. And yeah, these archetypes are so potent, because how can you ever be and restore like your true feminine power, you know, not inverted, like the organic essence of the feminine and the full spectrum woman, if you are holding fragmented and distorted archetypes, whether it is the queen, the medicine woman, like these archetypes are just fun way to tap into the full spectrum, the everything of the woman, of the feminine. Yeah, and like bringing them back home. So I really do love that, because yeah, it's just a fun way, because we learn in play actually as well. Like women, we learn in play, we heal in play. It's much more of a different journey than it is towards, you know, than it is with the masculine. And I think we forget that, like, our play is definitely part of our healing journey.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Play, innocence, curiosity. Those were all the things that God was like, I need you to like do that. Stop controlling and forcing and doing all this other stuff. Like, I just need you to play and like smell flowers and like take longer walks in the woods and be in your body and like laugh a little bit more. And oh my gosh, that was such a journey. And I feel this, the feminine in it. And I've been calling, because I used to really use divine feminine. I think, again, ultimately they're like the same. And just like language has become so nuanced in the space. And I really have been loving, right? It's like, I've really been loving the remembrance in the term devotional feminine, because I feel like you said, Shiana, as well, there is a pulse, this like divine resurrection of what the feminine truly is and her calling and what she is here to be in co-creation with and how she's designed to co-create is rising and being restored. But there's a lot of inversions, and a lot of it is hidden in what would be quote unquote the divine feminine energy in these different and subtle ways. So I would love to hear like what the full spectrum woman means to you and like what it means to be devotionally feminine. And I know, again, this can be like a charged topic. There's a lot of nuance with this, you know, again, receive with an open mind and a curious heart here, all of you listening. And because I'm just curious, I love asking that question because femininity holds so many different textures and flavors. And I just love hearing from the women I'm in conversation with, like, what does that essence mean to you? And I would love to hear too, Shanna, like, as you've restored your flavor of it within yourself, what transformed within your romantic partnership and like the polarity, you know, because I think a lot of women here are seeking to restore that because we just subconsciously carried so much armor and so many shields and shells that have closed us off from, you know, the penetration of masculine consciousness, ultimately, which is what we're designed to be in union with. We're always being penetrated by masculine consciousness. It's just about how your vessel is opening and receiving, hopefully, the exalted energy of that. But unfortunately, a lot of us are being attacked with the fragments and the wounds because we have those fragmented templates within ourselves. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So I know that's like a big question to ask you, like how to describe femininity and how this has impacted your relationship, but, but I'm curious.
I love that. I love the question and thank you. You know, reclaiming and really anchoring into my own femininity has been tough. Like you said, there's so many nuances. I live in Australia. You know, the women here are a little bit tougher. They're a little bit gruntier. It's not a typical, like, you know, when we think of femininity, we think of like all these beautiful, like homemaker archetypes of these beautiful women and that are at home moms. And that's just not the reality for me. And I've really had to sit in the essence of that because I think I tried to push and force myself to be this, to be a certain way. And I think we can all relate to that. We try and we see a box and we're like, okay, I'm going to sit myself in that box, but the feminine cannot be in a box. Like that is, it's, she is so paradoxical and really understanding the essence of that, like the paradox of the feminine, like, and like I can be devotional and delicious and roll around in fields and collect flowers and be naked with my friends, and I can also be an absolute primal wild woman. Like I can get like, and I am, I actually love that essence of my feminine. I am deeply passionate, deeply on fire for so many things. Like God places things on my heart all the time that I'm fiery about. Woman, the full spectrum woman, like, you know, being a vessel birth, like, oh, I'm just every day blown away by it. And it's interesting because I've had to reclaim that because I really got pulled into like on this journey into like religious and church indoctrination. Like I got siphoned and sucked into that hardcore, which really threw me off. Like threw me off deeply.
For a while.
Like completely disconnected me from my body, stripped me of that purity of like the Holy Spirit of my connection with God, and made me numb, made me completely numb and punish myself, punish myself for not being, you know, not having children, punishing, and that is not a choice, by the way, but, you know, I deeply desire a field full of children, but, you know, I definitely was punishing myself for not looking a certain way, for not being a certain way. I don't know why that came through, but it did. And, again, I think we can all relate to that.
Yes.
The pain and the hurt of having to disconnect ourselves to be in community, having to numb out to be in community. And I don't want to be in any spaces where I cannot show up as my full truest expression.
Yeah.
Sexuality and all, skin and all, like that is a part of a big part of my mission.
Yes.
And as I have dived into the paradox of being the feminine and allowed these true essences of me to come through and not hinder myself to a label, not force myself to be a certain way, she has just exploded. She has remembered, like she has deeply, and it's a felt sensation moment to moment tapping into my body.
Yes.
Like the fully expressed, like devotional feminine is in the body, and it changes moment to moment, and it shifts and it moves and it's fluid and it's indescribable. It's everything and it's nothing. It's powerful. I'm just sitting in the energy of that. I can see you too, just like yes. Because she is darkness as well, like, and I think that's a lot of the restoration that we're seeing now as well, not an inverted darkness but organic darkness, like womb waters, the depth of that. And how that's shifted in. Okay, so I've trailed off. It was obviously all wanting to come through.
I love it so much, because, and this is why I love this question, because I really, it's always like my desire that we can illuminate to women that I love what you said. Femininity doesn't fit into a box. There is no one way that it's wrapped up and expressed and tied into a bow. It is this multi-dimensional experience of mystery and like full bodied reclamation. And again, and I very much relate to what you said about religious church hurt. And, you know, I kind of was a little involved in that like pendulum from New Age to Jesus movement and like observing some of those spaces. And there was a lot of, I wouldn't say like severe harm that I experienced through that, but just, I was witnessing how it wasn't, I feel, the most loving design of who I knew God to be. But I really say too, you know, God, and we feel God is, we remember God through embodied conviction, not informational indoctrination. I feel like what you're talking about, the feminine, is like so connected to that, of like the feminine isn't something that we like know and come up with in our minds. It's something that we feel, that's expressed, that is an embodied experience of remembrance. So I love what you brought in with that, because I just know how much that's going to support a lot of women listening. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. And I think that I've always said that the feminine path to Christ is different. It is, and you've just spoken to it so beautifully, because that's what I feel. That's what I know. I cannot tie myself into the logic and the reason of it and words. It's long before words. It's pre-Bible. Like it's
pre-sense.
It is a... Oh, and I just love that we're remembering this. So many are remembering this, right? And I also wanted to share about how it has changed my relationship.
Yeah.
I have experienced a lot of masculine wounding in my life. Like, I don't know if you've probably seen a lot of my story. I deeply sexually molested and stuff when I was a child. And this imprinted my entire life and my view of the masculine. In all ways, shapes and forms. And like, praise God, he gave me my husband. My husband is a really good man. And even 10 years ago when we got together, I was deeply still wounded and moving through like suicidal tendencies and all of these things. But this man showed up and I was like, well, what is this? And I tried to run away from that as well, as you do. And
I've been there.
And our relationship has been beautiful in so many ways, but I definitely feel like it was just a typical like marriage relationship, right? And I started going onto this like deep descent path because I feel like yep, this was my path. And I started doing so much work on all of these traumas because I felt that they were preventing me from falling pregnant and all of these things. So it was a calling of the womb, right? Bringing me back to my body. It was so powerful. And, you know, to be quite frank and honest, like me and my husband, Steve, yeah, like last year was a tough year and we kind of separated, even though we were in the same house. And it was kind of like a light separation. Like I didn't go anywhere because of, you know, COVID.
Yeah.
But my heart was completely shut off for 6 months. Like it was completely, in my head, I had left. And they say that the feminine does that. She shuts down her heart, she shields up. And then this year I was like, okay, we're going to do some deep. And it was funny because at that time I was deep in church. I got baptized. Like it was so interesting.
Yeah.
But I was feeling like bad for even having sex with my husband. Like it was so, so interesting. The layers. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And so this year I decided to take a deep step into restoration, like union, true union. Like it has been calling me. And I dove in and I've been doing the work all year and something in my husband has shifted. Like I cannot explain it. It's like I have understood a lot more of like my feminine pole, like a lot more. And it's like I have softened even deeper and given him the room and the space to truly fucking rise. Like,
yeah,
I don't think that, you know, and I see this so clearly now that in our world that the feminine is so like, why don't men rise? And, you know, like F the patriarchy and all this. And it's so much denseness that we haven't even been able to take a step back and allow him to rise.
Yes.
The true, you know, and that has been the biggest shift within us. At the start of the year, we decided to make truth our highest, like our North Star in our relationship. Truth, the brutal, disgusting, ugly truth, right? Which is all there really is.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've had some very truthful conversations. We have, you know, and I've been able to open up and tell him like my heart has been closed off to you and I'm trying to open it and I just can't. And with that vulnerability and with that softening and that with that truth as the guiding light and the essence of our relationship, our relationship has completely unraveled and dissolved. And like I'm starting to feel like the spark of desire, right? Like he's moving, he's leading, he's anchoring, he's rising. And I'm blown away because in my mind I was leaving, like I was already at the door, like we had plans to, and
yeah,
it's taking me a step back too. Like I've really, it's like a grasp of air, like, and then like, oh, like I have to receive this now and I have to show up even more. Like how do I even move in this new relationship, this polarity, this energy exchange, this true union? Like he has been able to hold me in ways I did. He can see me, and I think that that's what is we're desiring as the feminine. Like energetically he is penetrating me and he is feeling the non-tangible, right?
Yes.
And that to the feminine, like, and to me is like he has reached his godly hands into my soul and like caressed my heart. So, oh my God, I'm going to cry so tenderly. And he's just there and he's just like, I've got you. I see you. I love you. And I'm not going anywhere. And that is the true masculine. And there has been a shift, I believe, in the masculine as well, collectively.
Yeah.
The last 2 months.
I agree.
I was speaking to Christina, I mean, herself,
yes.
about it behind the scenes, about how there's been this collective shift and collective rising. Oh, it's powerful, right?
It is. Oh, just thank you so much for sharing like those parts of your story, Shanna, because again, I know so many women who are receiving this are, and I'm feeling it in my body of like these different little nuanced layers within this that, you know, have hit me in my own heart. And I feel it's just so powerful to expose these pieces because there's so much healing and there's so much remembrance and there's so much just beauty that gets to happen when we let those parts be revealed, because we're not alone. And as women, we have women and men, we've been so assaulted on earth, you know, our design, our union, our template, our blueprint has been massively, I think the feminine's been very assaulted. The masculine has been very neutered. I mean, we have a whole like major, deep, deep, deep issue at hand. And of course, you know, I feel the enemy has always planned to do that, because when union is severed, we won't have liberation. We don't have power. We don't have freedom. So of course, the enemy has always gone in to attack the divine union of the masculine and the feminine energetic, you know, that I feel has been set up from day one. And I know God has always had the restoration plan and action, you know, from that same moment. So we are all being called back to the remembrance of this divine design. And especially as women, like taking off the armor, putting down the shields. And as women, we set the tone. I noticed this in my relationship too. We are the ones that bring the energy and set the tone of the relationship. The masculine, you know, provides the container and sets the direction. Like that is our design. You know, the masculine is designed to lead, the feminine is designed to follow, which doesn't mean we are lesser than as women, but we are meant to complement and be in, most of us are designed to be in this polarity, you know, and not be neutralized, which I think is a lot of the programming that, you know, we've had in society, or even, you know, the programming, especially through feminism, is, you know, having women and men power over and compete and battle against each other. And as women, there's so many manipulative tactics that we've all been guilty of how we punish our men when they misbehave, and, you know, how we haven't let them provide for us because we've been conditioned into hyper independence and I can do it on my own and I don't need a man or the masculine to support me. I mean, it is so, so deep. Like when I started really uncovering this, I went through I'm still kind of going through some of the journey of grief and rage, to be honest, that I had when I started really noticing the deeper entanglements of how this affected me and how this has affected our collective. And like you were just saying, Shanna, and there's so much hope. I'm feeling this resurrection of the truth really rising on earth right now, in this true restoration of the masculine, because they are meant to be. Juliet just wrote a great post on this, you know, service, servitude, you know, provider, like the warrior king. And as the feminine, we live within that masculine consciousness and design. We are the beingness, we are the inspiration, we are the beauty, we are the oracle, we're the wisdom. And once that design is like fully brought together again, I've noticed this in my partner too, the more I can soften into that beingness, the more he's given space to rise and to lead and to go forward into his purpose and potential, because really that's how men receive their value, is through their purpose. As women, we are born innately valuable, you know, through our womb, not just because we can reproduce and have babies, because we hold the oracle, we hold the wisdom, we hold that divine intuition. Like, and as women, I think we're coming back to remember this and remember that, like, we need the men, because we're here to inspire the men. And then they bring, you know, that purpose and fuel that. And we get to bring beauty and love to all of these places. Like, it's so deep. It's so deep.
It's so deep. And like rage and grief, yes. But it's so, everything you just touched on is so true. Like the more I have rested in allowing him to penetrate me, receiving it, receiving his gift of provision. Like, I, you know, all of these things that I thought was so not it, right? And especially in our Australian culture, like, the women here are tougher than the men. Like, let's not, my mom is tough as shit.
I, one of my best friends is Australian. So I like, I've known her for years and I'm like, Jojo, is this what the culture is like? And she's like, yeah, girl, we're tough.
So tough. And like, I am still tough. Like, let's know what, like, I am still a tough cookie. Like, I am, like, my husband likes to say I'm like a bull at a gate. Like, I'm like fiery and go and like, yes. And when I'm passionate, I'm like, I will make the ground shake. I'm like holding back my swear words a lot in this. But it's like, it's an energetic thing. Everything you're speaking of is such an energetic thing. And I think that that has been largely misconstrued in the femininity, like masculinity space.
Yeah.
It is not a, what we do. It is not an actionable, you know, it is not wearing dresses. It is not what I look like. It is such an energetic presence and softening and deepening and opening that allows, like you said, the masculine to show up, to penetrate, to provide, and that shifts and changes everything, right? Like, it really, really does. And I've seen that. And like, who doesn't want to just roll around in the field and be incredibly, like, you know, I say that a lot because it's just so, you know, I create art and write poetic words.
Yes. Like, oh, I'm all about it.
Yes. Like, once you feel into, like, oh, there is that desire. That is true. And also, I can live my purpose, you know, and be in community and do all these things. Like, it doesn't mean we collapse or crumble. And I think that that is what is largely depicted as well. Like, we do not collapse, we do not fall, we anchor in our pelvis, like, we root into our hips and we just be, like you said.
And that power is our power. Like, it's not through these other, you know, illusionary channels. I mean, that truly is, the womb is our power. That oracle intuition is the deepest power that we have. And every, you know, woman, feminine being listening, like, you have this within you and you get to descend and like remember and restore and soften and resurrect the beauty of that, of this divine womb space. And I would love to, gosh, I'm like, Shannon, we could go off into 20 million conversations. I'm already like, okay, girl, well, we're going to have you back on the podcast again.
I know. I'm like, we did not touch on anything that we said we were going to touch on before.
I know that always happens. And then I'm always like, oh, but how perfect that this all came through. Like, this was so needed. And I would love to hear, just kind of as we're beginning to like wrap up this beautiful conversation, like, you know, what, just any words of advice, wisdom, love, like, what would you say to a woman on this journey of really reclaiming her feminine essence and restoring her God-given beautiful design?
Yeah. Oof. The first word is just trust. Trust the process, trust your path, trust your knowing, trust him, trust her, like, mother, father, God, whatever you would like to, you know, speak on, if you're tapping into the feminine essence or the masculine. Trust your man, trust your heart, trust your womb. Like, if we just trust ourselves, like, and trust, release all of the conditioning, release all the external, release everything that you think you know, and surrender to the deep unknown, the call of the unknown, because that is the feminine.
Oh, Yeah, surrender to the call of the unknown. Oh, yeah. That is the deepest part of the feminine. And that is where she births new worlds. You know,
We are safe there, you know? We are safe there. Like you said, we birth new worlds there. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to re-listen to this every time. I'm like, cannot wait to re-listen to this conversation. Like,
I cannot wait either.
Oh, so grateful for you, Shiana, and your wisdom and just your elegance and like bringing this conversation to life and sharing so many different parts of your story. I just know this is going to bless many that are listening in really deep ways. And I would love for you to share what you're excited about that you have coming up, how this community can connect with you, just what you're passionate about right now. Like, just take it away and share with us.
Well, you can find me over on Instagram. I'm under Shiana Lee. I also have Facebook, but I don't really dive into there. And my website is shianalee.com. I have some beautiful offerings in the works at the moment. I actually am doing an archetypal journey soon.
Beautiful.
It's been birthing and brewing. Yeah, God has put that on me for a few months, but I'm still working through it myself. So once it's landed, I'll share about it on my Instagram. And I'm also closer to being birthed is actually activating our divine channel as feminine beings. So we're going to be working on the cervix, womb, heart, throat connection.
Beautiful.
And just really, because as women, we hold so much trauma and shielding and pain in these areas in our body. And
yeah.
We actually need those chambers to be unlocked, to be the channel, to be the vessel, and to birth. And so many women moving into, you know, there is a fertility crisis, like all of these things that are happening at the moment.
Yeah.
And we hold so much trauma in the cervix and the womb. So really moving into like de-armoring that, like somatically releasing that, opening our throats, so that we can be that pure, like gorgeous channel. And that's coming out soon, actually, in a couple of weeks. I'm excited about that.
Yay.
So yeah,
amazing.
I do work with people one-on-one too. So that's like usually limited, but yeah. Thank you for letting me share all that. I appreciate it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That all sounds amazing. And all of, you know, the links to find Shiana and her beautiful offerings are going to be below in the show notes. So just go below there and you'll be able to find her and access her work. And I always love, and I'm sure Shiana, you do too, just love to hear your reflections, your insights, you know, what you receive from this conversation. You know, don't hesitate to send us a message and share with us, you know, what landed in your heart through this conversation. This community is all about community, connection, collaboration, co-creation. So we love being in that divine space with you. And yes, Shiana, I just can't wait. We're going to have another conversation at some point. And just thank you so much for your presence and energy and blessing this space.
Thank you so much, my love, for co-creating this.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you all of you who have listened and tuned in. And we'll see you next time.